Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Josh Brown and the Hard Livin' Legends, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
A great mix of sound up here. It's not like the config of instruments is all that unusual, but the different kind of textures your lead player brings sort of juxtaposed with this really fast acoustic lead that you play. Corey, I think I can say, along with other listeners, that we've probably not heard too many acoustic lead players who play as proficiently and sort of athletically as you do.
Corey Neese.
I picked up guitar when I was about 6 years old. My dad taught me G, C, and D, three chords, and a Skinner CD. And I had a big Chevy C stereo in my room, and I used to set in that thing every day, man, growing up and after school and stuff like that. And I just played guitar, didn't know what I was doing. But I taught myself by ear. Huh. I can't really read music, but that's all I did growing up, man. And by the time I was 10, 12 years old, I could play a good handful of songs. And my mom was a Nashville recording artist, and I grew up around that, you know, and my papa played bluegrass every weekend. So I was always around a big mix of music, and I think that's where I get it from, you know, I was always wanting to play.
Sounds like you inherited some musical genetic material.
Yeah, both sides, man, are just plumb full of it, you know what I'm saying? I love it, you know, we always played growing up, and, you know, I had a band before I met Josh and them, and we didn't really work it out, and Josh kind of pulled me to the side to use me, you know, for backup, and we kind of liked the sound we got, so here I am.
Did you?
I love it.
When you started playing, did you learn sort of bluegrass styles on your acoustic?
Oh, yeah. I used to watch my papa, man, play that banjo, and, you know, G, C, and D, you know, that's all you need to know in bluegrass, and me and him play all night, and it probably sounded awful at the time, but I thought I was killing it, you know, and I used to watch him finger pick all the time on his banjo. And I try to throw that in on my guitar, you know, chicken picking. There's a lot of music around my life growing up, and I love it.
I put my troubles down, and I picked up my guitar. I burned all her photos, loaded up my car. Left my heart in green, right off Route 23. Lord, without that girl, there's just nothing here for me, cause I've seen too by the past, looking for my head, I'm gonna make it last, gonna leave my hate behind, gonna love a whole lot more, gonna pick up all the pieces, put the pedal to the floor, I've gotta run, run until the past can't catch me, I'm gonna spirit free. Just cross that state line, well, I ain't never looking back. And I'm meeting up later with my brothers Jim and Jack. I've gotta run. That sun rises in the morning every day. Sure as it goes down, Lord, it's time to play. Gonna keep my spirit moving, too much is held down. Well, I think it's time for me get out of this old town. I've gotta run, run until the past can't catch me. I've gotta run, set my spirit free. Just cross that state line, well, I ain't never looking back. And I'm meeting up later with my brothers Jim and Jack. I've got to run.
I grew up around her singing and playing all the time. And
Corey Neese.
Great singer. And she went to Nashville back in, I think it was 2008, I believe it was, and recorded a CD and stuff like that. And it went well, but it's like anybody else, you know, just didn't go well enough. It's a great album, you know. She's a great singer and stuff like that. And she kind of drifted away from the music scene and stuff like that. But then I picked it up.
Yeah. Did your mom start playing early on when she was a young person? Like you were describing yourself just playing non-stop. Do you think that was kind of the way she would describe herself as an early teenager?
Oh, yeah, I guarantee it. Yeah, she grew up around the same way I did. You know, my great uncles and stuff like that was always in bands, and they used to pull her up and sing with them and stuff like that, and she was always around it, too. It's just a big thing in my family on both sides.
Back to your guitar, you're playing lead like you play on an acoustic guitar. Just for the guitar heads out there listening, you use a real light string, or do you...
Well, on this, I play a lot of lead on acoustic. Yeah, I use a light gauge because these fingers get sore after a while, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, you're bending so hard, I'm surprised I won't see blood coming out of your fingers.
Built up pretty good calluses over the years, so I ain't got to worry about that yet. But, yeah, they hurt from time to time.
Well, I try to live my life the way I know I should. Try to swear to mama, babe, that I'm still good. Yes, I try. Oh Lord, I try. I try to do what's right, end up doing wrong. Try to live my life right here inside these country songs. Yes, I try. But these bottles and these bar stools, they all seem to know my name. Yeah, these long days take paychecks, and it's putting me right to shame. No, I play it cool as a fool.
When did you start playing electric guitar?
Well, I've been playing most of my life, from what I understand. I've seen pictures of, like, when I'm 3 years old with a guitar.
Mike Moore.
My dad played. He's the only person in my family that played, actually. But I guess he quit playing for, like, 20 years, and then when I was born, he just kind of picked it up one day, and the first guitar he bought after I was born, I jumped on it, and it ended up being my first guitar.
So, because you jumped
on it? Like, broke the entire back out of it. Yeah, because I broke it.
And your dad said, here, this can be your instrument.
Yeah. And we just played, you know, old 50s rock. I grew up on a lot of that stuff. He used to get me these, like, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tapes, so Chubby Checker and all that good old stuff, you know, the rock and roll. And then from there, I had a brother that was really into metal, so I did that whole thing.
Older brother?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Two older brothers, actually. Motley Crue, Megadeth, skip the whole Metallica thing. And then I got into jazz, and, like, all the progressive stuff, and actually went to Moorhead for jazz guitar for a little while.
Oh, you did?
And then, then one day I bought a telly, and I never looked back.
Her hair greets me like the morning. Her smile leaves me in mourning. Her eyes see right through my soul. Her laugh makes me lose control. She's my beginning and my end. She's everything between. She's my prison and my free. Lord, she's everything to me. Yes, she's my morning queen. Her touch brings me to my knees. Her love, Lord, it sets me free. Her heart makes me see red. Her walk makes me long for bed. She's my beginning and my end. She's everything between. And she's my prison and my freedom. Lord, she's everything to me. Yes, she's my morning queen.
Thank y'all once again.
When you decided that you were going to break away from playing solo stuff and sort of shape a band, you started off with a really awesome electric player, which is a great way to start. And how about the rest of the mix? Did you have a real particular sound in mind?
We just wanted someone that could pick up what we were doing and make it better. So like with each person that we added on, I think we achieved that.
Yeah.
So I think the next addition was Ian, and then Bobby, and then Corey.
Troubles down, and I picked up my guitar. I burned all her photos, loaded up my car. Left my heart in green, right off Route 23. Lord, without that girl, there's just nothing here for me. Cause I've seen too many men consumed by the past. Looking for my head, I'm gonna make it last. Gonna leave my hate behind. Gonna love a whole lot more. Gonna pick up all the pieces. put the pedal to the floor. I've got to run, run until the past can't catch me. I'm gonna run, run and set my spirit free. Just cross that state line, well, I ain't never looking back. And I'm meeting up later with my brothers Jim and Jack. I've got to run. That sunrise in the morning every day, sure as it goes down, Lord, it's time to play. Gonna keep my spirit moving, too much is held down. Well, I think it's time for me get out of this old town. I've gotta run, run until the past can't catch me. I've gotta run, spirit free. Just cross that state line, well, I ain't never looking back. And I'm meeting up later with my brothers Jim and Jack. I've gotta run.
I'd like to thank Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends, Josh, Mike, Corey, Ian, and Bobby. Let's give them another round of applause. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and we give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Listen online at WEKU.FM. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Preacher, he's a spitting fire. on a pulpit just made for liars. No, the truth has always paid its dues for the sake of. Yes, the sake of me and you. Now the snake head is going down in flames, burning others' names. On the bellies they claim their word, seem to me wrong, hear it up. Yes, I'm weak wrong. We'll be right back. guess I'm weak on Herida.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Josh, Mike, Corey, Ian, and Bobby, Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Listen online at weku.fm. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.